We welcome into the studio Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead. Good morning, Chief. Thanks so much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Your regular schedule is the second Wednesday following the second Tuesday coffee with the cop, but you canceled on me, and at the time I didn't know, and then it came out later that day. Arrest was made in the shooting of local athlete CJ Edwards. Tell us about that.
That is correct. Yeah, we the shooting occurred back in June of this year on Twin Beach, and that case went before a grand jury last month, and they returned an indictment for manslaughter. So we were able to make that arrest. We arrested 20-year-old Aiden Thompson of Fairhope for that shooting.
It's a shame, such young men with a promising future. And it was a graduation party, wasn't it, of some sort?
I believe it was a birthday party.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Where that happened.
Will he be held until trial?
No, I believe he's given a bond.
Okay.
Everybody is given a bond, and he did bond out.
Okay.
So, but there are also, you know, requirements that he has to follow in order to stay on that bond.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And would you like to go on next to the call stats, or
let's talk about the tree lighting.
Okay, good.
Since that is tomorrow night,
yes,
and there's just so much involved in that, we've got a lot of road closures that are going to take place, and you know that it happens. I mean, we try to get the signs out and try to get the information out. We hate having to tow vehicles, but we've got to make it as safe as possible. So part of our, you know, the public safety is to get those vehicles off the street. So tomorrow night, Thursday, 11/17, we'll start closing the streets at 1 p.m. And that's just going to be one section of the street. That's going to be where the stage will take place. They'll start putting that stage together about that time. That's on Fairhope between Section and Bancroft.
Okay.
Again, that one will close at 1 o'clock. So we will start towing that section if there are vehicles left on there. Then at 2 o'clock, Delamar will close. And then at 5 p.m., the rest of the streets will close. And that section from Johnson to Magnolia, and then Fairhope from Section to Church. We'll get all that completely closed off. The festivities will start about 5:30 with the band and everything kicking off, and then they will turn on the lights. The lighting of the trees will take place at 6 p.m.
Very exciting time in Fairhope, but from your perspective, it's all about public safety and making sure the streets are unblocked and ready for
that
the setup.
Correct. That is correct.
We cannot emphasize enough that people do not park where you see the no parking,
yes,
signs, and these closures will take place early.
Absolutely. So that's the one thing we have going on. We also have the annual movie in the streets that will take place on Saturday. They're going to be playing The Grinch. So Fairhope on Fairhope Avenue from Section to Church will be closed at 5 p.m. and then the movie will start at 6:30.
Okay.
So again, another street closure. We'll get the signs put out. Just beware that we'll have to tow your vehicle if vehicle is parked there during that time.
Sunday is the downtown open house, but you don't do a street closure for that.
No, we do not. We do not do any kind of street closures.
Okay.
So, we had our Veterans Day Parade last week. We had a really good turnout for that. I say a really good turnout. I was hoping that we would have had a little bit better crowd, but I think maybe the rain had something to do with that.
Right.
You know? But for the most part, it was really nice. We did our coffee with a cop last week. And unusually, we had a great crowd, as always, but there just really wasn't a whole lot of discussion in terms of some of the things that we normally talk about, traffic. You know, we updated everybody on the events that we had coming up, because right now is our busiest time of the year. Between now and March,
mm-hmm,
we're hopping, we're going full force in terms of our special events and everything that we have, you know, going on.
Christmas shopping.
Oh, yes.
Shoplifting and security, et cetera.
Yes.
So you mean nobody had anything to complain about?
No, there was.
What
it
a
was,
good
it was,
problem.
It was a great meeting. So we really enjoyed it. We always enjoy it, but yes, it was a really good meeting.
And for those that are new to town, Coffee with the Cop is, tell us a bit about it. Second Tuesday morning, of each month.
Yes, second Tuesday morning of each month. It's at the Nix Center. It's at 9 o'clock. It is open to the public to come in. And what we do is we just meet as a group. It's very informal. We have a couple police officers there. I'm usually always there. We go over our stats for the month prior to the prior month. We talk about any complaints that our citizens may have, anything that needs to be addressed. And it's not always complaining. I mean, we just talk in general about what's going on in our city because we are growing. And, I mean, there's just always something going on. So, we, as I said, it's just a very informal meeting that we have. We have coffee and donuts. We just enjoy conversation.
Very nice. So, anyone is invited the second Tuesday of each month at 9 a.m. at the James P. Nix Center. And now for the call stats. Explain what we're about to hear.
Okay, so every month what we do is we pull our stats from the previous month and then we give that information. Now, everything that I go over, I'll give you like a number for the reports and then I'll tell you if we made any arrest with it.
Okay.
So we used to do a comparison from month to month and we kind of changed it up a little bit. So now we're just going over the previous month. Which will be October.
Calls and, for service received.
Yes, calls for service. Mm-hmm. So the first number that I'll give you, and this is not everything that we deal with. We just kind of pick out some of the highlights from all of our stats. Because, I mean, we're looking at over 2,000 calls mm-hmm. for the month of October. So obviously everything that I'm going to tell you is not everything that we do. So the first one, harassment. We had 15 reports for harassment with 2 arrests. We had 21 domestic violence reports with 17 arrests, 3 burglary reports with 2 arrests. We had 21 theft reports. We had 15 arrests from that, 7 fraud investigations. So we had 7 fraud reports. We had 41 drug reports with 41 arrests. We had 6 public intoxication with 6 arrests. Our failure to appear, and again, this is, we had 65 reports with 65 arrests. That number is always really high, but what that is our warrants. You know, we arrest somebody on a warrant for a failure to appear in court. So
it
that number
still amazes me that many people just don't bother to show up to court.
And that's a lot of that, too, is kind of is from COVID. Time. I mean, the number's always big, but you know, a lot of that transpired, you know, people not coming to court during COVID. So our number's pretty, you know, they stay high in that area. Disorderly conduct, we had 4 reports with 4 arrests. DUI, 14 reports, 14 arrests. 1 assault. 1 breaking and entering of a motor vehicle.
Now, did that happen to be a window smash like Daphne experienced a couple of weeks ago when folks were hitting gyms and parks?
No, there was no damage and there was no theft.
Okay, good.
So that vehicle was probably just unlocked. And that number is way down. I mean, but we expect, I mean, like I said earlier, our numbers are up, but we're right here at the holidays. We always see a spike between now and the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Our criminal mischiefs, 8 reports, 2 arrests. Sex offenses, we had 5 reports with 1 arrest. Now, those are still under investigation. Leaving the scene of an accident, we had 3 reports. Tampering with evidence, we had 3 reports with 3 arrests. Exploiting the elderly.
Can you give us an example of the tampering with evidence?
It could be, I'm not exactly sure which reports this was pertaining to, but if somebody tries to destroy evidence or they take evidence and try to manipulate it.
Right.
So, and that's basically what that is.
Okay.
Resisting arrest, we had 1 report with 1 arrest. Alcohol under 21, 3 reports, 3 arrests. And then pistol without a permit, we had 3 reports with 3 arrests. So total calls for service in October was 2,095 calls. We had 1,849 in September. So our calls are up just mm-hmm. a little bit to be expected. We had 215 reports, 238 offenses. We had 107 arrests with a total of 177 charges, 79 accidents.
Wow.
Yes, that's a lot.
Vehicle accidents. It's creeping up. It used to be around that 50, and now it's 60, 79.
Well, wow. Just look at our traffic.
Yes.
I mean, everything has increased. 7 of those were with injuries, and 13 were private property accidents.
Okay.
So, busy month.
Yes, it is.
And I expect that this month is going to be busier.
Absolutely. So, as we approach the holidays, for sure. And as usual, do you feel like you've got the staff you need to accommodate the growth? Your budget was approved.
Right.
Did you get everything on your wish list? I mean,
I would say that, yes, the council and the mayor were very, very generous to us this year, and we got everything that we were asking for. We're still hiring. We're actually hiring police officers, correction officers, dispatch. We also have a position that it's been part of our budget, but we have not filled the position in a while. So we're going to fill the basically a community officer who's going to be our downtown and work at the pier, be down there more often so that we can monitor that area a little mm-hmm. bit better, especially mm-hmm. during the summer, because we use our SROs a lot. But
school resource officers,
yes.
SRO.
We really want to kind of go in a different direction with them in the summer. We want to kind of put together some mini camps to incorporate some of the kids that they have at their school that may want to, you know, have some activities during the summer. So we're working on that right now and putting that together. So we do need the extra manpower down at the pier, especially with the new the Blind Tiger that's going mm-hmm. In on the pier. I believe construction, if I'm not mistaken, I think may start around March, or maybe they're going to be ready to open in March. I can't remember the date, but that is something that right. we're looking forward to.
Good. Is that something they have to maybe bring on their own private security to, or how does that work?
No, and I know that the mayor's had several meetings with them, and they're still putting all that together, but, I mean, we're still responsible for, you know, supplying security down at the pier.
Okay.
In the pier area.
Yeah, regardless.
So, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, very good. Chief, anything else that we want to cover we haven't thought about yet?
I do want to remind everybody, it is the holiday season. Everybody's going to start shopping. Please lock your vehicles and don't leave anything in plain sight. So if you lock your stuff up in your trunk, put it under your seat. Don't put it where someone can see what you have in your vehicle, and lock your vehicles. I can't stress that enough. Lock your vehicles.
It's often a grab and go.
Yes, it is.
Kind of a thing. So if it's locked, they just move on to the next car. And occasionally, if they see something enticing, like happened in Daphne,
that's true.
Smash and run. Daphne was saying, folks don't realize how quick and quiet mm-hmm. it is to smash a window if they know what they're doing in broad daylight.
Broad daylight, absolutely.
Wow.
Yes. That's so amazing. Just be mindful of what you have in your vehicle. Be mindful of your surroundings in general.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow night for the Fairhope tree lighting.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us on Community Contact, usually the second Wednesday following the second Thursday.